Split backfield. They go back into their conventional offense, tied into the right-hand side. Sipes, straight drop back, has good protection. Now it's going to break down, and Pete Caton will come up with a sack. Caton getting around Bob Gruger, the left tackle, for the sack. Brian Sipes spent too long a time trying to get rid of the ball, and Caton took advantage of it. A loss of 7.
Oh, and a great coverage sack by the Gambler defensive people. They really did a good job. No one was open. They had 4 receivers are working around. The offensive line at Jacksonville did a pretty good job. Sipes had plenty of time to throw the pass, but when no one is open, eventually your protection will break down.
Well, from first and goal at the 1 to third and goal from the 12. Gambler's defensive unit answering the charge so far, being helped by 2 5-yard penalties to boot by Jacksonville. Aubrey Matthews is out wide to the right. Kemp and Alexis out wide to the left. Sipe back to pass, has time, throws left-hand corner, and there's going to be an incomplete pass. Alton Alexis being tailgated by Derwin Rockmore along with Will Lewis in the area, and it will be fourth down and goal from the 12, and Brian Franco will be on to try the extra point, or try the field goal, rather. This will be a 29-yard field goal attempt.
Yeah, that's a great job by Will Lewis. What they attempted to do now was Matthews went down, broke like he was going to come across the middle to the inside, took about 4 steps inside, then broke right back to the outside. Will Lewis glued his eyes on the receiver rather than looking to the quarterback, so the change of direction, he followed him immediately.
Franco with a field goal attempt out of the hold of Larry Swider. It is good. Franco's now the leading scorer in the USFL with 91 points after that field goal. And with 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter, the Gamblers and the Jacksonville Bulls have both hit the scoreboard, but the Gamblers lead it by a count of 7-3. We'd like to remind you that there are 4 more home games left, and you can enjoy those home games as a group. Just call the Gamblers Group Ticket Sales Office tomorrow morning at area code 713-432-1177. That's 432-1177. Reminder, the next home game is this coming Sunday afternoon, 1:30. The Gamblers will be taking on the Arizona Outlaws, a team that broke a real bad losing streak this past week with a win at Portland, 30-21.
Interesting thing so far in this first quarter, though, John, and this is the pattern the teams like to do against the Gamblers. More than likely, the quarter will be over. It'll be 7-3. The Gamblers offensively have only had the ball on the field 1 time. Jacksonville was able to, the first time they had the ball, they didn't do it, but this time they maintained possession for a long time. They punted the ball, and of course the punt returned for a touchdown, but they've only had, offensively, Kelly's been on the field for 1 series.
They killed the clock for 6 minutes and 55 seconds just then. 10 plays, 68 yards, and a 29-yard field goal by Franco makes it 7-3, Houston.